Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
When I found out I was gonna be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Everybody loves Altoids, the little mints that come in tins. Well, once the mints are gone, you can do some really neat things with the leftover tins. People have made MP3 players, cameras, even stoves. Check out HowStuffWorks.com/tinnovators to find out more.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. With me, as always, is Charles Bryant. I don't even know why I say that. Chuck, I should just go Josh and Chuck here.
Nah, you get your thing.
This is a stupid intro, Chuck. Let's start over.
You say that every week.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. There's Chuck Bryant. This is Stuff You Should Know. Thanks for listening to us.
Thank you.
And even heartier thanks would go out if people actually paid for this, but still.
No, people like free.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, yeah, we're not charging for it.
No.
Fear not, everyone. I'm just saying.
Right. And you know what? Think about that before you write in and tell us we're idiots.
Yeah.
We'll give you your money back.
Did you ever see that Simpsons where Bart goes off on that Itchy and Scratchy fan?
No.
Where he's actually talking about the Simpsons. The guy's like, I feel like they owe me something as a loyal fan. I think it was Comic Book Guy he goes off on.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, oh, really? They owe you something for years and years of free programming and
right.
entertainment that they've provided you
That's
at
funny.
No charge?
That's what happens, though. You know, people will take ownership, and I do the same thing. We all do. Yeah.
It's nice to be owned.
It's like, Lost sucks now. How could you do that?
Does it suck? I've never paid any attention to it.
No, actually, I think this past season was a return to form, but the previous season was a little lame.
It happens.
Moving on. Moving on to sarcopenia.
Speaking of aging television shows.
Yes.
We could also discuss aging human beings.
Very nice, Josh.
That was clumsy.
Let's dish.
That got delivered by a drunk pizza guy.
Let's dish on sarcopenia.
Okay.
I just like that name.
It's a good name.
It is.
So Chuck, you know, there are some obvious signs of aging as we progress in our years.
Sure.
Especially, it seems like these days once you start to hit the mid to late 70s.
Right.
All of a sudden, bam, you're like half your height.
Right.
You stooped over.
Uh-huh. Slow.
Your rib cage is sunken in like the guy from the Unforgiven Metallica video.
Right. Sagging skin on the face.
These are the signs of age.
Yep.
And you just kind of take this for granted. I know I did until I wrote this article. But it turns out that a lot of this stuff can be prevented.
Yeah.
And a lot of these signs of aging are sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss.
Right. And we just want to say out there, if you are under 40, like many of our listeners probably are, listen up, because it will happen to you too, and you can remember this one day and use it. Or you can advise your parents and grandparents.
Yeah, well, actually, the whole reason this came up was because I was talking to my dad about it.
Oh, right.
He just turned 71 on July 4th, and he's starting to – he lost a bunch of weight. He's looking like Mr. Burt Reynolds these days.
He wears makeup?
A lot, actually. Only Mac, though. Only the good stuff.
Right.
His muscles are starting to atrophy because he's losing a bunch of weight and he's advancing in age, but he's not exercising as much. So I said, you know what? You're at risk for sarcopenia, and I'm going to look up this article I wrote. And you were sitting next to me, and you said, are we podcasting on that this week? And I said, yes, we are. So here we are, everyone.
That's how it happens.
There's the backstory.
People always wonder how we pick. That's how we pick sometimes.
Yeah, and the whole reason also, because we do have a fairly young listenership.
Yeah.
this can be prevented most easily by...
Starting young.
Yeah, starting young.
Yeah.
So let's talk about sarcopenia. Let's talk about muscle loss. First, let's talk about muscle, Chuck.
Protein?
Yeah.
Yes, muscle mass is protein, basically.
The end.
The end. And I like your how you said that in the article, that the body seeks stasis.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want is that balance between production and usage of that protein.
Right. You don't want to overproduce.
The body seeks stasis in many, many ways.
Well, yeah, that's the yeah.
That balance.
That's the level that it's seeking at all times with everything.
Right. Equilibrium.
Equilibrium, buddy.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, Chuck, muscle is obviously produced in the body. We don't just, you know, go buy a length of muscle and insert it where we want it.
One day.
Yet, right, yeah. We actually can produce our own through non-essential proteins. These are proteins that the body produces on its own.
Right.
And then we have essential proteins that we need to build muscle with. And we derive these by, you know, jumping on gazelles and eating their throats out.
Right. Or just eating peanut butter and things like that that contain a lot of protein, tuna fish.
Tearing the throat out of peanut butter.
Right.
So we got to tear the throat out of something to get muscle.
Right. And those are essential proteins.
You're right. Right.
You might have already said that.
I think I did, but it doesn't matter, buddy. So we take this protein, and the stuff we produce, that's called synthesis, and the stuff we use, the essential proteins, that's metabolism, right?
Yes.
And we never really lose our ability to metabolize proteins
right.
as we age, but we do tend to lose our ability to synthesize our own.
Right.
Right?
And this is where you wanted to get into hormones, correct?
You were just setting me up all day long, buddy.
Insulin-like growth hormone, IGF-1.
Yeah.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
And growth hormone.
Yeah.
They all play a role in the production of the protein, Josh. Did you know that?
I did. I wrote this article. Well, anyway, the point is these hormones, you know, are the chemical messengers in our body.
Uh-huh.
They do all sorts of crazy stuff. I just wrote about whether or not you can get pregnant while you're breastfeeding. And hormones are amazing. And by the way, I know everything there is to know about the menstrual cycle.
Really?
I know everything. Ask me any question later. I'll tell you.
Menarche. The problem, Josh, is that these hormones decline as we age.
Right. So the protein production it's not getting the signals that it used to
right.
through the hormones.
So non-essential protein production slips, leaving only essential production, essential proteins that you ingest. And I think you indicated that, as we get older, we actually need more protein. So that's kind of like a 1-2 punch.
Right. And we don't necessarily get more protein.
Once you
establish a diet
right.
in your lifetime,
right.
you usually kind of stick to it.
Especially in your 70s.
I mean, people may, you know, kind of come to understand their bodies. I can't remember how Douglas Copeland put it in Generation X. I think aware of your body.
Right.
People become aware of their bodies later in life, so they may change their diet some, but generally your protein intake will remain the same, even though you need it more. So you've got hormone decline and
protein
deficiency.
So that's two of the three. Actually, we didn't even mention the third yet.
Well, this is the most vital one, motor unit restructuring.
Right.
So you've got these three things, hormone decline, protein deficiency, and motor unit restructuring, which we were about
right.
to get into. And all of a sudden, you've got sarcopenia.
Exactly.
You're stooped over. Your face is sagging.
Yep.
You look like the old guy from the Unforgiven video.
Yep. You're walking slow. What is the Unforgiven video?
You know that Metallica song, Unforgiven?
Yeah, sort of.
It came out post-good Metallica.
Yeah.
Before horrible Metallica.
Okay.
So it was during the
middle ground
Metallica phase.
After Ride the Lightning, before whatever that
Lollapalooza tour.
Yeah, okay.
When they started wearing eyeliner and stuff.
Yeah, when they cut their hair.
So we've got sarcopenia, but we haven't really talked about that motor unit restructuring. This is the most important factor,
right?
So
can we tell them what a motor unit is?
Yes.
Okay. So, Josh, there are things called motor neurons, and they command the muscle fibers to
voluntary muscle fibers.
Voluntary muscle fibers to do things.
Right. So
that's a motor unit as those two things together.
Right. The muscle fibers they command and the neurons. Muscle fibers and the neurons that command them.
Yes.
That's a motor unit, right?
Yes.
And again, it's strictly voluntary muscle we're talking about.
Yeah.
So the neuron gets a command from the brain. I think in the article I use the example of raise right arm.
And punch Chuck in the neck.
I would never do that. Okay. I'd say, shut up, brain. So the brain sends a signal to the neurons involved in raising your right arm, and they fire and contract the muscles.
Innervation.
Which is what's going on. Like, you're lifting your arm. It's really a bunch of muscles contracting.
Yeah.
And when I think about it like that, I think about, like, little tiny, like, pirates, like, pulling on the
hoisting the sail?
Sure. Like that, like, heave-ho, heave-ho.
Yeah, sure.
And all of a sudden, your arm is raised.
Right. There you have it. It's called innervation, technically.
When the muscle fibers are caused to contract from the neurons, right? Now, raising your arm, that would be pretty much, probably exclusively, the result of slow-twitch neurons.
Yeah, we need to explain the difference here. There's two kinds of neurons. There's fast-twitch, and there's slow-twitch, FT and ST. And fast twitch.
I like fast twitch.
Fast twitch. That's really hard to say.
It's like Irish wristwatch.
Yeah, exactly. It's very specialized because they command like only fast movements, like when you run or like eye twitches.
Your eyelids, yeah. Like really precise movement.
But there aren't as many of them because they only command a certain, you know, limited number of functions.
Right. Well, one fast twitch neuron will command, say, just a few muscle fibers because it has to be precise.
Right.
So it can't be concerned with a whole bunch at once.
Right. Slow twitch, on the other hand, is the mass.
I think the way I put it in the article was fast twitch neurons are kind of agile. Right. Like a tightrope walker.
Yeah, yeah.
Where slow twitch are like bulls in china shops.
Right.
They're just kind of big and dumb and lumbering and brrr, you know?
Exactly.
So the slow twitch neuron is going to raise your arm.
Right.
Because it's just a bunch of just muscle fiber that isn't really involved in anything precise.
Big galoots.
Right.
The problem is that the FT, the fast twitch ones, they die off as you age first.
Right,
they're the first to go.
So what happens is if a group of muscle fibers are no longer commanded by a neuron, they're at risk of atrophying, which is muscle death.
Yeah.
Right. So then all of a sudden you have muscle loss. To prevent this, the body has a pretty cool system.
This is very cool.
Out of nowhere, the closest slow twitch neuron, that's the one that's closest to the dead fast twitch neuron, will take over.
Yep.
Will attach itself and take command
in place of the fast twitch.
Right.
Yes.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, and you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
So you still need these precise movements, but now it's being they're being commanded by a big, dumb, lumbering neuron.
Right. So that is the restructuring. That's motor unit restructuring.
Right. And the result of it is a loss of coordination, a loss of quick reaction.
Yeah, it's less precise.
Right. So that's part of that that lack of balance that happens as you age. It's actually the result of muscle loss, right?
Exactly. And that's part three of the what you call the perfect storm that can increase the onset of sarcopenia.
Right. And when this happens, especially along the spine, the muscle fibers along the spine, when there's motor unit restructuring or just straight up neuron death, that's what gives us our stoop posture, because to stand upright, it requires muscles going heave ho.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And when you lose it, you end up being stooped over. So these all put together, all these signs of age, the loss of the intercostal muscles between the ribs, stoop posture, sagging skin. It's called senile sarcopenia.
Yep.
And this is the most preventable type of sarcopenia. You
That's
can also get sarcopenia from disease. There's some other much less preventable forms of sarcopenia.
You said environmental conditions can...
Sure. Basically, if you lay down in a highway tunnel for several years and just inhale carbon monoxide constantly, you're probably sarcopenia will be among the various maladies that develop.
Right. Well, the good news, though, like you said, is that this can be prevented. And this is the message that you need to talk to your parents and grandparents about, and what people like me need to remember very soon as I am aging.
Right. And there's an easy solution to this.
Yeah. Weights.
Weights. Resistance training.
Yep.
So for a long time, doctors... Well, they still do, but physicians or the medical establishment has always recommended something like, 30 minutes of exercise a day.
Yeah, it's all about cardio usually.
Cardio, like walking, running, swimming, getting the heart going. And yeah, you need to do that, but that has little to no effect on sarcopenia.
Yeah.
But resistance training does. And they've done a bunch of studies on this. I found this was one of those articles, Chuck, where I wrote it, and there was just so much awesome information out there. It was just a really interesting article to write, despite when it was assigned to me and I found out what sarcopenia was. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Right. Why would I be writing this?
Yeah, me, of all people.
I need to write about whiskey.
But there's been a bunch of studies that have turned up some really surprising results, right? So, there was one that I came across that put a group of elderly people aged 78 to 84.
Yeah, this is pretty impressive.
On resistance training. And, and by resistance training, we're talking about, where you lift weights with your legs by just like flexing them outward. I can't remember. I don't know what it's called.
You're not a
or
gym
like
guy.
Bringing your, I've done it before.
Those
I've
machines,
seen it on
usually
television.
The machines probably, I doubt if they recommend that the elderly go in there and start hitting the bench press.
No, as a matter of fact, they recommend that the elderly not try this first.
Right. They need to
by themselves. They need, at the very least, the advice of somebody who knows what they're talking about at the gym, who works at the gym.
And
if
their
not
own
a personal trainer.
Too.
You want to talk to your doctor first if you're elderly. But the point here is that if you are elderly and you are developing sarcopenia, it can actually be reversed by resistance training.
Yeah, hit them
so
with
like
the stat.
These signs of aging can be reversed. This study that had 78 to 84 year olds, they put them on a resistance training program, and they saw an increase of protein synthesis. Remember, that's the stuff that's the ability we lose as we get older.
Right.
The increase was 182%.
That's unreal. I love that one.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because normally there's like increases and whenever you look at a study, it's like, oh, there was a 2% change.
Yeah, yeah. This is
that's significant.
Marked difference.
This is enormously significant.
Yeah.
Right?
Can I tell them about the other
just
one?
By doing weights, we can synthesize proteins better. Right?
Yeah. Can I tell them about the other one?
Please do.
The USDA did this one, and they said that elderly participants who did resistance training for 45 minutes, three times a week, saw for 12 over a three-month span, saw an average increase of 32% muscle fiber and 30% increase in strength.
Yeah.
And that's huge, man.
That's 45 minutes three times a week for 12 weeks. It's nothing.
No, not much.
And if you're 70 or 80.
What else are you doing?
You're not working. Yeah.
Hit the gym.
Yeah. Wapner commands you.
Should we talk about astronauts?
Well, I was hoping we'd get to this. The whole reason that we know that resistance training works is thanks to our friends at NASA.
This is weird, man. What happens is astronauts have a similar existence as elderly because it's very sedentary. They're in a space shuttle and there's not much room. And they're weightless.
They're just hanging around drinking Tang, doing nothing.
Exactly.
They never did nothing for nobody.
Here's the interesting thing, Joshers.
What?
And I know you know this. They have an opposite effect. Their slow twitch.
Well, weightlessness.
Weightlessness does.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just if you're an astronaut.
Right.
But yeah, being.
You're doomed.
Being weightless. The fast twitch ones actually, the slow twitch ones die off first. And then the fast twitch ones to pick up the slack.
Right, rather than down here on Earth where the fast twitch dies off first and then slow twitch picks up the slack.
And I've heard of this. I didn't know the science behind it, but I had heard that if you're weightless in space, like these people that are up there for like a year at the space station are coming back and like tearing calf muscles, like
That's the result of it. It's not a loss of coordination, but a very easily torn muscles because the little precise fast twitch neurons are not used to controlling like these huge. You know, they don't do the heave ho that well.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so
they
have
to work this all out if we're going to live,
figured it out.
You know, in outer space one day.
Yeah, and I think the last point is yes, you're supposed to do cardio. You're supposed to do the 30 minutes of walking every day to stay alive and all that. But the point is you can't walk if you can't stand up straight, right?
You can't walk away your sarcopenia.
So you want to do the resistance training first. You want to start on that, or you want to start that regimen first and then move into walking.
Yeah.
And again, if you're 12 years old and you're listening to us, you have no idea how this applies to you. But my friends, it does.
Right.
Sarah,
our amazing 11-year-old fan.
No, she's 12 now.
Oh, she's 12. That's right.
This does apply to you, just as it applies to Chuck and I. And let's go hit the gym, buddy.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You, me, and Arnie.
So, Chuck, and if anybody wants to... this is one of those articles where it'd be good to kind of print out and have around to refer to, I think.
Sort of science-y.
Plus, there's some really good links on the Lots More Information page to give you more information. Lots more information. You can find that article by typing in sarcopenia. That's sarcopenia in the handy toolbar at howstuffworks.com. And before we do listener mail, Chuck, let's do a little plug.
Yeah, we haven't plugged ourselves in a long time.
We're not big on tooting our own horns.
No. So we're going to plug our blog, which we haven't done in a while, and you can go to the howstuffworks.com website. Go to the blogs. You'll see it over on the right side, the blogs of How Stuff Works.
Yep, there's a lot of people that have blogs. We have, what, 7, 8, 9 now?
Yeah, and they're all really great, actually.
They are. We have our colleague Tracy Wilson writes fan stuff. It's all about geekdom.
Yep.
Katie does the history stuff blog.
Yeah.
Stuff you missed in history class, I should say. Scott's over there with auto stuff. Science. We've got the whole shebang.
Strickland and the gang with tech stuff.
The Brain does one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can find all of them at the blogs at howstuffworks.com. And I think it's blogs.howstuffworks.com.
Right.
And or the homepage.
Should we plug the webcast too?
Definitely.
We haven't plugged this in a long time because we were not too sure of ourselves at first with the webcast. But we do a weekly...
Are we now?
Oh, yeah.
When did that happen?
I think it's good.
Okay.
We do a webcast every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
And it's live.
It's live video.
Right.
Without a net. And it's pretty clear that it's live when you see us stumble through certain things.
What? Not this week or last week. The week before, we actually started over like 5 minutes into it.
Did we?
It got so out of hand, we're just like, let's just start over.
I don't even remember.
It was, wow.
It's a lot of fun, though, and it's a little different than the show. It's a little more news-oriented. We talk about current events. And
we don't cannibalize the podcast.
No, not at all. So it's fun. And you can watch that... on our blog, actually.
Yeah, so that's our webcast and the blog, which means...
Plug time is over.
Yeah, and that means...
Listener mail.
That's right.
Josh, I'm just going to call this... It Made Me Feel Good, and it's from Omaha.
That's a great title.
I always think of these on the fly, you understand. Dear Josh and Chuck, I've been meaning to write you and the History Stuff gals for a long time now for helping me survive horrendous long... international plane trips for work. I save up a bunch of podcasts and listen to them to keep out the noise of strangers exchanging small talk and baby screaming and to take my mind off my anxiety and boredom. However, now I really have something to thank you for. Friday, I got back from a trip to Brazil, during which I listened to the podcast on Toxo and other parasites prevalent in Brazil. Lovely.
Yeah.
And the next day, I had to put my beloved bunny of 9 years to sleep. It's awful.
Is that related to... toxoplasma?
Not at all. I have been heartbroken. It's very sad. Yesterday, driving home from work, I played a couple of your podcasts I hadn't listened to on my trip and found myself laughing out loud. It was amazing. I hadn't felt like laughing or even smiling for days, and you two cheered me up more than I thought was possible.
Awesome.
Sure, you didn't save my life or anything like you did with the hypermiling woman, but you certainly helped my emotional state. For that, I thank you. Keep up the great humor. I'm sure it helps more than helps people more than you know. This is from Brim in Omaha, Nebraska.
Brim?
Yeah.
Awesome.
B-R-E-M. And that
awesome name,
that's
too, Brim.
A last name or a nickname or something.
Yeah.
she had a different name and I just can't say it on the air.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know, we don't say full names.
Did you give her that nickname?
No. That's how she signed it, but then her full name was there as well.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it made me feel good.
Well, if you have any stories about how we made you feel better about a dead pet or any international travel you'd like to tell us about, you can send that in an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Want more HowStuffWorks? Check out our blogs on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line, thanks to Visible. It's true. So switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.